we're the only team that knows what we have inside, so we're not bothered by that. We're not bothered by what other teams say, because we know the type of guys that we have in this locker room.
Y'all really think he gets the title?
Who's that?
You know what?
I think by the way he's playing, by the way our defense is playing, scheme-wise, I think he has a great shot.
He can do it all.
You know, that's one thing that I love about Nolan. When he came in, beginning of the summer, you know, he told us everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to get their chance. And I think that's the most important thing. That's when you get guys, you know, knowing they're going to hold up blocks or do something on one side, knowing that somebody else is going to make a play, but knowing that when it's their turn, that the person next to them is going to do the same for them.
Thank you, bro.
DJ, y'all was talking about complimentary football. Is this kind of the essence of it with two special teams plays?
Definitely. Those kicks that Eddie ran back were huge. You know, it kind of gave us an edge or a lead early on in the game. Then later on, you know, they came back. Then the defense finally turned on and started playing. Then the offense kicked in. So, you know, all teams, all three phases of the game came together.
Seems like every game we're talking about how the defense makes adjustments at halftime and just shuts teams down. What do you notice there? What kind of adjustments did you make in the second half?
You know, I don't like going in at halftime down, but, you know, we came in, you know, spoke about what we were seeing on the film. Nolan told us what he saw upstairs, and, you know, we came in together and came up with a few new things, wrinkles, and see if we can get some pressure.
It's a good way to go into the bye week, huh?
Oh, definitely a great way.